No, I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Evan Cohen is on ESPN 106.3. Streaming live via the free ESPN app or on your Alexa, Google, or Siri smart speakers. Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Here's Evan Cohen.
Okay, welcome to the show. Evan Cohen with you on the 19th day of September 2022 as we get the show on the road. As always, driven by Ed Morse. Ed Morse Automotive Group, proud partners of the Miami Dolphins. And boy, were they proud yesterday with that comeback victory over the Baltimore Ravens. And Ed Morse has going on right now the Take Yours event. Take on the road. Take your pick of new vehicles arriving daily. Take home a pre-order. Take more for your trade. Shop now with any of the Ed Morse dealerships. And, of course, edmorse.com for more information. Family-owned and operated for over 75 years. They go above and beyond for their customers. Of course they do. How could they not? How could you be family-owned and operated and expand over the last 75 years with 32 locations available if you don't go above and beyond for your customers? If you're looking for a Cadillac, they probably have it in one of their Ed Morse Cadillac dealerships, three of them in South Florida. Also Honda in Riviera Beach, Toyota in Delray Beach, Chevy, Buick, GMC in Sunrise. Find out more, edmorse.com for more information. What a win yesterday by the Miami Dolphins over the Baltimore Ravens, coming back and winning that game 42-38 after being down huge, 35-14 in the fourth quarter. Tua had three touchdowns in that fourth quarter, six for the game. Just a remarkable, remarkable job by the Dolphins. And really, what I wanted to get at was the quarterbacks in that game, the two of them. Tua, of course, and Boynton Beach's own Lamar Jackson. So this entire offseason, we kept hearing from people like Mike McDaniel, the phenomenal head coach of the Dolphins, or Tyreek Hill, the big-time wide receiver for the Dolphins. We kept hearing how great Tua was. And I thought personally it was one of those things where they were trying to figure out a way of kind of speaking it into existence. Like, I didn't think they actually thought Tua was that good. I thought they thought with the confidence that they could give him, he would become that good. Whether I'm right or they were right, Tua, at least yesterday for the most part, was excellent in this game. And you look across the field and you look at Lamar Jackson, who's been an MVP in this league, Boynton Beach's own, as I mentioned, and he is a big-time player. We all know that. He had a monster run yesterday, 21 of 29, 318, three touchdowns, nine carries, 119 yards, and a touchdown in a loss. But I thought it was really interesting after the game. At LJ underscore era 8, Lamar Jackson tweeted out, "Good bleep at Miami Dolphins, at Ravens, we're going to bounce back." And he does the Derek Jeter nephew little respect thing where he takes off his hat, that gif, you know, from Jeter's last game at Yankee Stadium where he kind of takes off the hat and respects his uncle next to his grandfather, Derek Jeter's dad. And I thought that was really interesting because to me, that is a significant tweet. That's a tweet where it's like, hey, by the way, Ravens, you know how good I am. You know where I'm from. And you just saw that with a quarterback that is not as good as I am. I'm reading into that, no question. But it is interesting now, if Tua can continue to progress, okay, continue to get better, all of a sudden, these conversations that many of us have had, me included, Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady is available, you know, if he's available, I've thrown out Jimmy G, which obviously now with Trey Lance's injury, not going to happen. Those conversations end. And Lamar may not have the Dolphins as a, hey, Ravens, FYI, if you ever let me go, that's where I could go. They may want me. They may trade. Are we sure? I'm jumping to conclusions with Tua, but they believe in him, and he's given them reason to so far this season. I did not think I was going to say that at all this year, and I sure as hell didn't think I was going to say that after week two. Does that mean I think he's Dan Marino? Of course not. Does that mean I think he's better than Lamar Jackson? No. But do I think that on a contract he could be more valuable than Lamar Jackson? That's what we're going to find out. Time now to put some money into the PNC Bank account when it comes to playing the game. Every athlete has their why. Maybe it's for the legacy, the rush of a win, championship ring. PNC Private Bank wants to understand your why, your purpose. Once they understand it, they'll map out a personalized path forward to help you reach your goals. So what is your why? With PNC Private Bank, a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated, Copyright 2022, all rights reserved, PNC Bank National Association member, FDIC. I'm going to ride the Bills. I've been wrong about them, so maybe I'll be right about them tonight. Bills over Titans, one of the two Monday Night Football games, along with the Vikings and the Eagles. We are on a Tuesday on ESPN 106.3.